Hey, this is Eric, and welcome to this episode of Minority Give Back. Really excited that you're here, excited to join me in this journey. We're talking about financial literacy, and we were looking at budgeting. But before we do that, I wanted to share another story, just kind of give you an idea of some things. When it comes to starting out and doing things, especially like in business and like startups, entrepreneurship, etc., one of the most interesting things, and something that I've actually noticed, and that's why I'm recording this and getting this out here for you, is because it's something I think that plagues us. We may not even understand it, or it might just be me. Either way, here goes. When you're doing something, and we're conditioned, this is an interesting piece of education and also dealing with just how the economies of scale work and marketing and business and just how we're wired, I would say, to actually get out and get a job. We're wired to actually work for other people. It's actually a natural thing to do something that someone else, or pick up something for someone else, or cater to something for someone else. We rarely will do for ourselves, and I'll say this with a different type of context. It's often easier to give someone else advice for their own life than it is to look at your own life, evaluate it, and implement the same exact advice that you've given to someone else. Let's take dating, for example, or budgeting, for example, or even, you know, just getting up and exercising. It's a lot easier to look at someone else and say, man, you should actually get on a diet, or you shouldn't be talking to that person. That person's toxic for you. Or even a business of, hey, go ahead and start that idea. It's a really good idea. You should do it. It's often easier to do that for someone else than it is for ourselves. And I actually thought about that and pondered it. I'm like, why is that the case? And so after thinking about it, I was actually thinking in relative to, you know, oftentimes it's we don't count what we do for ourselves to be valuable and important, or the return on it to be so low that we don't invest in it. Which could be so far from the truth, because I mean that's why we should do it, because the return is us. And let's just take this one home. So I'm in the process of actually looking at a couple of different ideas to do as a startup, and I'm building out a few things, and I literally, like, just thinking about all the things that I need to do for myself, was also thinking, oh, I have all this stuff I need to do, and I need to, like, bring in income. I need to make money, bring in income, right? And the other piece of that was, oh, here's all these projects that I'm doing for other people. And I have a list of things that I'm doing. I have a website that I got to look at. I got to do a marketing plan for another person, do a book launch for a separate person. And I have all these different ideas and things that I have to do. And my plate's full, so full for the other people, that I don't have time to sit down and do my own website for myself, draft my own business plan, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, why did I set that up? And why is it so easy? I can sit down. I did a marketing plan for a friend's book. They're doing a book launch, and I created a 60-day workback schedule. Did that in 3 hours. I mean, it's stuff that comes natural to me. And yet, when I think about what I want to do, I self-doubt, I question, and I wonder, oh, is this the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? Is this what I need to be doing, etc.? Is this where I need to be spending my time? And I'm like, wait a minute, where did all that come from? And that's really one of the interesting things about it, is like, where did it all come from? Now, clearly it's internal. Some of it may be driven by fear or uncertainty, or it could be me looking at the mirror and saying, ah, you really can't do that. But then, just thinking about it, if I'm able to provide the same level of quality and service to someone else, I should be able to do that to myself even more, faster, easier, and of a higher rate, right? Makes sense. All right, so let's get into budgeting, right? So with budgeting, we're on this next phase of it, where we looked at our plan, we looked at our goals, we set our goals, we walked those out. I have a few goals myself as well. And now we actually had to get real, put the rubber to the road, like actually sit down and do it. What is a budget? You know, everyone talks about the budget, and they talk about how, you know, it's, oh, this is like restraining, you can't do this and all this stuff. And it's really not the case. And again, it gets back to what I led in with, was a story about doing for yourself. Taking the time to sit down and plan where your money's going. It's important, because if you don't know where your money's going, someone else does. And I can guarantee you, they're getting paid to tell you where to put your money. The banks are doing it. Your bills are doing it. Everyone else is doing it but you. And the question is why? Why are you not important enough to manage your own finances? And that's where a budget comes in. A budget isn't a restriction. It's a guideline to help you understand, one, where your money's going, and two, how to actually change that so that more of your money comes to you and it stays in your hand and your control so you can do what you want to do with it versus someone else dictating what day of the month you have to give them X number of dollars and how much you give them and how much interest they're going to charge you if you don't. Or even better, worse, what penalties you get for that. Budgeting. So the myth, there is a myth that budgeting, you know, you don't have the time for it, or you don't make enough money, or you know what you're doing. The other one that I've actually heard, I heard this from a family and a couple of friends, I have too much debt, I just can't seem to like get out of it. It's like, all right, well, put a budget in place. And a budget isn't the fix-all, no, it's a mentality. The budget helps to curb the mentality that you need certain things. It exposes certain things that might be repetitive behaviors or habits. And it gives you, again, guidelines for where you can shape up, pull things to different places, and make a difference as far as spending. That's what a budget does. And it's an exciting thing to actually look at when you talk about what you can do when you have information in front of you. So a budget, clearly it has columns and rows, and it should be, here's your money, where is it going? So one of the things is listing, where is your money going? Literally, where is your money going? Is it going to, you know, bills, or are you spending it on food? Is it on gas? Is it on just what expenses are you spending your money on, right? That's something to consider, because in doing that, you then can start to figure out, am I overspending in one area versus another? Am I, like, do I have a habit that I need to shut down? What do I need to get control over and exercise some discipline in? So the budget helps you do that. And what I will recommend is at the top, so I'll have a spreadsheet along with this. You can go to my website and look at it. But at the top, you'll have a set of months or weeks, whichever you can, depending on your pay scale or your pay, how frequently you get paid, you will want to actually put in your pay dates. So for me, I get paid bi-monthly, so I do the 1st and the 15th. So January 1st, January 15th. Actually, it's more 15th than the 30th, but either way. So 15th and 30th, I put that down. So January has two columns. February has two columns. March, April, May, we'll do 6 months starting out. And those are on the top rows. So you have A, B, C, D. In column A, you want to leave that blank so that you can actually put your bill names. All right, so column A, leave it blank so you can put your bill names there. And then again, so column B, C, D, E, F, etc., you want to put the columns, or the names rather, of the months or the frequency. So if you get paid weekly, then it's 1, 2, 3, 4 for January. If you get paid bi-monthly, it'll be January 15th and 30th, or 1st and 15th, however you want to calculate that. And if you get paid monthly, then it's January, February, etc. And then the second row underneath that, the second row underneath the column, you'll want to actually put in the amount. What amount do you get paid? That's your gross amount. An interesting thing is you could do your net, but we'll do your gross. What do you get when you actually, after taxes is taken out, etc., what do you get? What do you bring home? What do you actually see on your paycheck that goes into your bank account? Now, if you have things like alimony or child support and other stuff like that, you got to consider those things. Those are bills. And that'll come out later. But for now, we just want to make sure that we actually know what in the world do we have coming in. So once you get that coming in point, the second thing you want to do is actually go down two more rows. So you'll probably be at row 3 or 4, and then start listing out your bills. And we'll split the bills into two categories. We'll call them fixed expenses and then variable expenses. And we'll have a third one over there called other, but we'll do fixed and variable. Now, fixed expenses are your expenses that don't necessarily change. They may fluctuate $2 or $3, and generally shouldn't. But your fixed expenses are things like your rent, could be your insurance, it could be school, if you have a credit card or auto loan. Credit cards tend to change slightly, but they not too often. If you have a subscription to like Netflix, etc., those things that generally should remain the same amount month over month. We call those fixed expenses. We can get into some more details about what really should be considered fixed expenses, and those should be your core expenses. But for now, we just look at anything that doesn't frequently change. Credit cards and stuff like that, the payments, depending on how much interest you have, those things may go up or down. And the reason why we want to put those in variable is because you need to take keep an eye out on those as those change. If that thing goes up and you have it set as a fixed expense, you may under budget, and as a result, you also might actually end up in a negative, or you could create a situation where you just don't have the right money allotted for that month. And that can happen. Those aren't bad things, but just something to be aware of. So we have fixed expenses and then variable expenses. And our variable expenses, again, are things that fluctuate. It could be food, it could be groceries, it could be, you know, entertainment. Actually should be, actually entertainment I would say is probably more of a fixed expense. You should pay yourself definitely for that. But other things that could be variable could be travel, or I'm trying to think of different bills. I actually don't have a lot. But different things that may fluctuate, or it's variable in the sense that it may not be month over month. Those are also other variable things as well. Things that change. That's what you want to look at as far as your variable expenses. All right. So when you do that, you'll then start to see where your money's lining up. And then just create a total. So under fixed expenses, write down all your fixed expenses and create a total column or total row. So you total all that up, and then you do the same thing for your variable expenses, and then see where that is. And from there, just kind of do a quick calculation of, are you covering your expenses? Are you covering your bills? If you're not, look at where you can potentially adjust. We'll go into this in more details, but I just wanted to start you out on creating a budget, which is a set of guidelines to help you understand and know where your money's going. And from there, what you can do is actually start to then change where your money's going by looking at it and saying, if I take the $10 out of here, I take the $20 out of here, if I don't spend the $50 here, I can put it somewhere else. So those are some of the things to do. That's a part of the budget process. And we'll look at more in depth on the budget. I'll actually, like I said, have an example on my site. You can go and check that out. And you can download a template if you want to. It's really easy to use. One of the other things that I will say is, remember, we had you start with the bills at like row 3 or 4. Right underneath your salary, I want you to do me a favor and put this column in called me, or pay myself. That's right, pay myself. So put that in as, that'll be in column A, and then that'll be probably like row 2, or row, actually should be row 3. Right underneath whatever you're bringing in as your income or your revenue, put in pay myself. All right, so if you slide under the first payment period, what we want to do is actually create a formula. And this formula will help you just understand where that should go. The first formula we're going to do is, if you go hit the equal sign, then click on your actual revenue or your income expenses, and then do times 10%. So it should be whatever number you bring in. So say you bring in $1,000. It should be equal that sale times 10%. And then just press enter, and it should tell you whatever that number is, 10% of that number. That's the amount that you should actually be saving or putting aside for yourself. And the reason why I say that is, if you aren't doing that, you've already set yourself up for failure when it comes to budgeting and disciplining yourself when it comes to moving your money around. So that'll be it for today. I really hope you enjoyed this session. The biggest thing takeaway that I want to say out of this is, put yourself first, not necessarily at the expense of others, but value yourself enough such that if you're wasting your time, you're wasting your money, you're wasting your energy on other people, you stop, basically. Like, right? Like, why would you do that? Stop wasting your time on other people and start investing your time in yourself. Again, this is Eric from Minority Give Back. This episode is on budgeting with a little spin on making yourself a top priority for this year. All right, I look forward to speaking with you soon. Hope you have a good one, and be blessed.